You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Originally from St. Louis, Missouri, and calling the jazz-rich Kansas City home these days, that was pianist Matthew Villinger, kicking off this brand new episode of Neon Jazz with the song First One off his 2015 album called All Night. So Matt started playing music very early on. He began taking lessons at 9, and by 12, his piano brain began really digging the jazz. And it was in high school that he started playing gigs in the St. Louis area. And in 2007, he went on to Southern Illinois University in Edwardsville, and he graduated in 2012 with a bachelor's in fine arts, and then in 2015 with a master's in jazz performance. During those years of study, he got private lessons from two names in jazz, Reggie Thomas and Peter Martin, and it worked out. So it was recently that he made his way to Kansas City and to get involved in a very busy and fruitful scene going on these days. So during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what Matt had to say about the scene he's in.
Man, it's been great. Kansas City's awesome, and so is St. Louis, but, you know, I think Kansas City has a little more going on right now as far as places to play and musicianship here, and the jazz scene is great.
And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has that jazz going nightly, from the Blue Room on 18 and Vine to the Green Lady Lounge downtown, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, geared up to give you another tantalizing hour of all that jazz. And speaking of Kansas City and that live jazz made here, I witnessed a very cool live event via Hammond B3 man Chris Hazelton and his faithful Boogaloo 7 at the Green Lady Lounge in the Pre-World Series downtown KC on October 26, 2015. They were laying down the grooves on a new LP and needed some live crowds to cheer them on. And did they ever. Neon Jazz caught up with Chris to talk about the event, and before we go into a compilation of the sounds from that night, here is what Chris had to say.
You know, a lot of what we do in that group is kind of based off of the old Grant Green and Lonnie Smith and Jack McDuff recordings and all those guys, and it seems like every single one of them had, you know, a live recording that was just, you know, burning funk stuff. Trying to keep with that kind of old aesthetic to it and just let the performance speak for itself.
B3 organist Chris Hazelton. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMille.
That was the talented jazz trombonist right out of Middleton, Connecticut, Bill Watrous, with his combo in tow with the 1973 tune Blue Lou off his CD Bone Straight Ahead. It's a great name. Bill is a self-described bop-oriented player known as a master technician. So the trombone was in his family. His father was a trombonist and introduced him to the instrument very early on. While he was in the U.S. Navy, he studied with jazz pianist and composer Herbie Nichols, and from there, he went on to savor his first professional performances in Billy Butterfield's band. So his career ballooned in the 60s, and over his career, he gigged with the likes of Maynard Ferguson, Woody Herman, Quincy Jones, and fellow trombonist Kai Winding. But his big face time for the country was in 65 to 68, when he was a part of the house band for the Merv Griffin Show. These days, he is in Los Angeles on the music faculty at the University of Southern California, the Thornton School of Music. So, John, this next sentence I'm going to tell you sounds bizarre, but it's not surprising.
All right, I'll let you get away with it.
The Kansas City Royals are the 2015 world champions.
How? Maybe.
That's right. So our next lick on this hour of Neon Jazz Together comes from the Kansas City Stompers, and the song is called Ice Cream. And speaking of sweetness, our 2015 Royals, as we just said, completed the dream. They officially beat the Mets to claim the title of world champions for this jazz town of ours.
As of the recording of this show, the celebration was yesterday.
And in that vein, the people were ecstatic, and with that magic in the air, I was down there at the celebration, and there was a street drummer doing improv in the middle of the throngs of crowd, 800,000 strong, and he led an impromptu group to do a chant that we know very well at the K and in Kansas City in general. We're going to let you listen to this royal chant one more time as we ride off into the proverbial sunset and listen to a little bit of Ice Cream.
Royals, let's go Royals, let's go Royals. Hey now, this is Bobby Watson, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. We'll be right back.
trip.
All right. That was premier New York tenor saxophonist John Ellis with a 2012 tune, It's You I Like. He is the perfect complement to groups, and he's been around the block. He's gigged with legends and luminaries like Dr. Lonnie Smith and Miguel Zanon. He has performed extensively around the world, and for the last 20 years, he has more than 100 albums under his belt. He can also be heard on recordings with cats like Charlie Hunter, Robert Glasper, Edward Simon, and Sting. A whole lot started to go on the uptick after he got the second place winner of the prestigious Thelonious Monk Saxophone Competition way back in 2002, and everything is still going strong in 2015. From the prowess of Canadian jazz cat Fraser McPherson with his trio in tow, we give you the 1975 tune Tangerine live at the Planetarium.
Thank you. This is Oren Evans, and I love listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Check it out.
That was talented jazz pianist Oren Evans with the 2015 tune All the Things You Are off his very nice CD called The Evolution of Oneself. And that's the way this guy is. Born in Trenton, New Jersey and raised in Philadelphia, he went to New York City and he's back in Philly these days. But Oren went to Rutgers University and studied with the great Kenny Barron. From that point on, he has been on over 25 albums as a leader, and he's worked with a host of cats in the jazz world, like Bobby Watson, Ralph Peterson, and the great Dwayne Eubanks. It's great to have him on the show. Our next stop on this hour of Neon Jazz is with jazz vibraphone and marimba player Khan Jamal and his percussion and strings quartet in tow with the tune 6 plus 7 off the 2008 album Cool.
Dig it.
Dig it, you guys. Thank you.
Hi, this is New York-based jazz vocalist Deborah Latz, and you're listening to Casey's very own Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Thank you.
That was jazz clarinetist and saxophone cat Jim Galloway with his quartet in tow with the 1981 song Wrap Your Troubles and Dreams off his CD Thou Swell. His career has been in Canada since he came to the country from Scotland in the mid-1960s. From there, he began an ensemble called the Wee Big Band, and that was in the late 1970s. And in 1980, he was nominated for Best Jazz Album at the Juno Awards for his LP Walking on Air. It's great to have Jim on the program. As we begin our slow descent towards the end of this hour of jazz together, we give you Benny Carter and his all-star sax ensemble with the 1988 song Out of Nowhere off his CD Over the Rainbow. Again, that was the great Benny Carter with his all-star sax ensemble with the tune Out of Nowhere. And we're going into somewhere here on this final act on this Hour of Jazz Together. Comes from jazz trombonist, composer, and producer Michael Deese with the 2015 song Grooves Groove off his CD called Decisions. And it's always a good and it's always a good decision to spin the tunes of Mr. Deese here on the program. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man full of jazz love, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Yeah, man.
Like what you heard, let us know. We love to hear from you out there in Radio Land. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time, from this world championship town of ours, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.